Today's message is going to be entitled, Find Your Beach. And it really starts where we start to thinking, where do we go to feel alive? Where do you go to get renewed, rejuvenated, re-energized? For me, this beach is glorious. I mean, take a look around here. Amazing sunrises, sunsets. It's magical. I love walking by the water's edge, have that salt air, little mist tickle your face. All my senses get heightened. Around here we call it the salt life, and it has healing powers. And whenever I had any aches and pains, my mom would always say, go jump in the ocean. And she knew that even the salt air has some kind of wonder about it. Hippocrates himself, heal thyself, would send people down to the Adriatic Sea and just to relax. And I'm pretty relaxed right now because I just finished this invigorating workout, just enjoying right now the awesome benefits of this medicine chest of chemicals working in my brain and body. You've heard of endorphins, the endorphin high, oxytocin, dopamine. We've really discovered a new little active agent, BDNF. It's like a miracle grow of the brain. It repairs the cells, stimulates neurons. Everyone's heard of serotonin and SSRIs. And, you know, this is what we put in our depression medication. And science even tells us just a little bit of exercise reduces cortisol, which helps our minds focus better. And what fun it is just to run down here for me and go fast and slow and pick up some sea glass. But the thing is, I really believe we're not taking responsibility for ourselves. And whatever happened to that notion of our bodies are our temples? We were once thought as sacred vessels, and that ancient wisdom was always simple. But, you know, today I just look around, we're eating the wrong foods, or poor sleep. A lot of us are on sleep aids. And it really seems to me the more we get stressed, the more the world gets stressed. And recently, I read a study that our stress levels are now the highest since World War II, and that suicides have just surpassed car accidents as the number one accidental death. So where do you go to de-stress? I love the word unplug. Everybody knows this word unplug because even our devices get stressed out. So we have to unplug them. And so they reboot, we plug them back in, they work better. But I just love watching the waves. And sometimes I think they talk to me. At least they relax me. But they're mesmerizing, hypnotic. Each one is totally different. And they never stop rolling in, since the beginning of time. It's as constant as your heartbeat. So is your beach the ocean, mountains, lakes, streams, maybe a nature trail, maybe your own backyard? One of my own neighbors has cultivated her backyard into what I would envision heaven to be. Flowers and fountains and birds. Just really amazing. But where do you go to get excited? What connects you with nature? And do we realize we're all connected? We all learned that in the 8th grade science class. We're all living particles. We're all made up of the same matter and molecules. And right now, I think we're really not connected. I think we're out of whack. And I'm just looking around and I see the oceans. I see the global warming, the violent weather all over the world, all over the planet. And last year, 100,000 marine life deaths due to plastic in the ocean and due to some of the pollution that we have there in the ocean. Throw on top of that 1 million seabirds from plastics. And probably many of us have seen some of these videos. It breaks your heart to see a dead penguin that they just dissected because it had 108 pieces of plastic in its body. We can't take care of the world because we can't take care of ourselves. And I think we're the ones out of whack. It seems like instead of protecting our souls, we've sold our souls. And I think we need to find balance and peace if we're going to get out of this mess. One of my favorite books last year was Natural Born Heroes by an author, Chris McDougall. He also wrote Born to Run, a story about the Tarahumara Indians that lived in the remote mountains of Mexico. They lived off the land and literally ran down their prey. They had a culture that just subsisted right off just their little barren canyons in those mountains. Well, really, the book that was really turned me on there, The Natural Born Heroes, was a real story about the Cretans, the Isle of Crete. And McDougall did his research, 5 years worth. And to me, fascinating cultures where these people lived outside, known as mountain monkey men. And they had this amazing intuition to survive outside. Very simple diets, connected to nature. And they thrived. And the story is Hitler came in and tried to wipe them out, mainly because he needed the Isle of Crete for the war. But he couldn't do it. And I won't spoil it for you, but he sent 70,000 people to get rid of just a small band of these monkey men. Quite something. But for me, my intimate connection really is the beach. And, it, you know, Mother Ocean, I'm enlivened. And you think of it, she's a living creature. There's wisdom right in the water. And just coming down here, swimming in the ocean, riding waves, sometimes just sitting on the beach, looking for sea glass and throwing shells and treasures. Sometimes I love just feeding the gulls. And yesterday just kind of broke a few clams and threw them up in the air and watched the gulls eat. And I think sometimes I even get a little melancholy if I don't come down here, if a week goes by. I always feel grateful to be in your presence. I think most all of us have this untapped potential, and we need to keep challenging ourselves, investing ourselves, access these powerful forces we have in our brains and our bodies. We live in this amazing machine. The word transformation comes to mind because I think we get stuck because we're afraid to change, fear of the unknown. We're born to be amazing. And recently I saw in Success Magazine that the brain has 2.5 petabytes of storage. 2.5 petabytes. Now, we all know what megabytes are, so I had to look up what petabytes were. And actually, it's got the same storage as 300 million hours of TV. What kind of... We have unlimited power. I look at some of the most amazing minds in recent history, like Gandhi and Mother Teresa, Mandela, Martin Luther King, all forces of nature, all full of compassion, always challenging themselves. We have to challenge the status quo. But we first have to learn how to challenge our own minds and bodies every day. Epictetus, who is that Greek philosopher who influenced many of us, said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." And think about that for just a minute. So in conclusion, I'd like to share a tried and true anti-stress remedy guaranteed to lower your stress. And we all know what the top stressors are. Job, our money, health, relationships, poor diet, media overload, lack of sleep. But this simple formula is actually a promise from God. And it comes straight from the Bible, from the letter of Philippians. And what it says is, if you do these things, your heart will find peace. If you do these things, and he actually lists four things, if we do, we can find peace. We can de-stress. And the first one is actually a command. Do not worry about anything. Do not worry about anything. And you say, well, that's, I worry about everything. Well, how am I going to not worry about everything? What am I supposed to do? And you get, well, relax and look at line two. The second command, instead, do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Oh, you might say, well, I don't really know how to pray. Well, praying is simple, just talking to God. Yeah, there's many types of prayer. I can help you with that if you need. But simply just pray about everything instead of worrying. The third command, tell them what you need. We all have the same needs. You know, we all need food. We all need shelter. He already knows what we need. That's the funny thing about it. It's not what we want. There's a big difference between want and need. But we do want the basics. We need peace. We need a connection to our friends, our family. We need love. And finally, thank him for all that he does. Thank him. Gratitude. We choose to be grateful. It leads to real joy. We have sorrowful events in our lives every day. We don't have to go far to see sad. But we get past them by being grateful for everything, good and bad. Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell them what you need. thank Him for all that He does. We're all connected. And how are we going to fix this world? We have to start with ourselves. We have to start with you, each one of us, together. And I still remember my very first coaching clinic. I was with my good friend, Mike Spiegel, and our coach at the time, Hall of Fame coach from Benedictine College, Larry Wilcox. We were at this coach's creed, at this coach's clinic, and we found the coach's creed. I am only one, but I am one. I can't do everything, but I can do something. That which I can do, I ought to do. By the grace of God, I shall. So if you think you need help finding your beach, just please contact me. Go through the website or call. If you already know your beach, then help somebody find theirs. And remember, after you get cleaned up, you finish your shower, make sure you turn it on cold for 60 seconds. Or just take a cool plunge in the ocean. Mother Ocean.